Hey everybody, it's Rick. Welcome back to the Nomad Pastor Podcast. Hey, this week we're going to finish Philippians. And then I think you've heard me say a couple times that we're going to maybe change the direction a little bit. We won't probably do books anymore of the Bible, but we'll be very topical and we'll have many more guests on the podcast. And some news, before I jump into this, I am in the process of getting everything that's needed to add video to this podcast as well. So here in the next probably 2 months, we'll add video and we'll start up a YouTube channel so you can either, you know, watch the podcast, especially when we have guests, or you can just listen to it the same way that you are today, right? We're not going to take away any functionality, but we just want to add to it. And so as we jump into this last section of Philippians, I want to talk a little bit. When we grow up as kids, we hear things like, sharing is caring. You got to share your candy or you got to share your toys. You got to share these different things, right? And so today I really want to talk about sharing and what it really means to care for people, right? And if you really care, you share, right? And it's clear that the church in Philippi cared for Paul. And because they cared, they shared with him, right? They were generous. Their generosity warmed Paul's heart, and he thanked them for that, right? That's what this part of the letter is about, is he's thanking them for their gifts. And, you know, Paul appreciated that, not just for his sake, right? But because of what those gifts meant to the Philippians, right? What they meant to the Philippians themselves. And he believed, he believed implicitly that money given for work of what Christ is doing, right? When you give money or you give gifts for the work of Christ, you will be blessed, right? That Christ blesses those who give as much as those who receive. And, it was Paul who used the same words that were familiar words of Jesus, right? It is more blessed to give than it is to receive. And I think that's Acts 20, 35, maybe. You can go look it up. But, Paul made that similar remark to his friends in Philippi because of their generosity. And usually, we start at a point of where, a church needs something, right? That's when we talk about giving, right? A church needs this, or maybe somebody will do some vision cast and they're like, we need new chairs, or we need a new building, or we need whatever it was, right? And that's usually where we start talking. But Paul started at a different point, right? The relationship of a believer to Christ, because a person who is in Christ will give. And the results of that will help both the person who receives and the person who gives that gift, right? And so what I want to do is we're going to go through Philippians 4, chapter 4, verses 14 through 19. So I'm going to read it real quick, and then we'll just, talk about it a little bit. And so we start with verse 14. It says, "Yet it was good for you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gifts. What I desire is that more be credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." So when Paul is saying, or not when Paul is saying, when we say that, caring is sharing, we have this evidence that shows in the Bible that the Philippian church cared deeply for Paul, right? And because of this care that they had for him and his well-being, they shared these gifts. And when you're caring for people, it's always the basis of I guess you could say an effective sharing, right? That because you have shared so much, you care for people, right? We care for missions, so we share. We care about evangelism, so we share. We care about the Christian education of young people, so we share. Caring is love, right? And so caring or love, I would say, is the highest motivation for Christian giving, right? Our whole basis of caring is that Jesus Christ cared enough for us to die on the cross, for us, right? That God cared for us so much that he sent his one and only son to die on that cross for our sins, for what we did. We are deeply cared for. You know, I pray that in today's society that we would recognize what it means that the way God cares for us, the way God loves us, and that we would start treating everyone with that same care. You know, that's probably a pretty big statement because we don't do that in today's world. And if you just look at social media, and if you just look at the news, and you hear the right against the left and the liberal versus the conservative, why don't we just love each other? That's what we need to do. We need to care for each other. You know, if we look at verse 17, you know, in verse 17, if we look at that, it says, not that I desire your gifts. What I desire is that more be credited to your account. You know, see, Paul is suggesting that when you give, well, you know, whether it's money or something else, when you give to the work of Christ, it builds up this account, this credit that yields great dividends, right? It's yielding dividends far more than you're going to ever invest, right? If you're like me, I look at my 401k or, you know, any amount that I have left, and I try to figure out what should I do with it. Who, you know, we all want our money to yield the best possible return. And here's a way that our money or our gifts or our time can bear returns for eternity, right? And you'll hear me talk about money a lot probably, but when I say money, it's not necessarily like dollar monetary, right? Because time can be equated to money, right? Time is money. We've talked about that. You know, what your gift is giving may be something other than financial, right? So just recognize that that's what I'm saying when I say money. I'm not saying just take your checkbooks out. But as we think about what the results of sharing can have on our own lives, we really have to ask what does that enable people to do together, right? If you're giving money or you're giving your time, what does that enable us to do, right? And if we look at verse 15, it says, moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you only. So Paul is saying, you know, that the church had entered into this partnership with him, that giving as a church allows us to enter into a partnership with each other. That, and this partnership, this is what strengthens our ministry, right? When we do this together as the body. And then we got to talk about what that money or that time or that gift enables people to do together. You know, we talked about it. Now we have to ask, what does it do for those who receive it, right? Whether they receive your time, whether they receive your money. And I'm not going to sit here and talk about the money we give or the various ministries or outreach efforts that we support. But I've seen the faces of the people that receive that gift firsthand, right? I've prayed with the people who have seen that gift. And that gift may just be the prayer that you have with them. I have firsthand experience that when given in the name of Christ to help someone, it creates gratitude in their hearts. And it creates gratitudes in the hearts of everyone who receives it. Sometimes, I know this is going to sound crazy, but sometimes it's the only light in a very dark place for them. And while I know that you know, a little bit of money or a little bit of time doesn't bring back everything that these people have lost. But it might take that one thing off their shoulders. It might take that one thing and help them get through one more day. For 10 minutes to pray with somebody. Maybe that's all they needed. Right? To care for them the way God cares for us. And so now I want to ask, what does that time or gift or money do for those who give it? You know? And for me, I guess it's something that we're just, I know in the Bible we're called to do it, right? We're called to sacrifice sometimes. And sometimes that sacrifice, when we give what maybe we don't have to give, puts us in a bind. But at the end of the day, we know that God wants us to sacrifice ourselves. He wants us to give our lives to Him. I mean, that's what we do when we give our time or money, right? We're sacrificing ourselves. Because instead of, you know, saying, well, I'm going to sit here and watch, you know, smut TV or, you know, Real Housewives of every city in the world, I'm going to give my time. You know, Paul is telling us that God will meet our needs, right? And in Paul's case, he did this through the gifts donated by the Philippian church. No gift that is shared in Christ's names, in Christ's name, will make you poor. God's not going to do that. And when you realize that everything you have comes from God, is given to you from God, when you realize that and when you accept that, there's no other way but to give back. Sharing with other people is caring. It is love, right? Sharing because you care, because you love, becomes a way of life. And it will bring tremendous dividends when you practice it. God will reward you greatly if you take the time to share with people. And like I said, I'm not talking about dollars. Sometimes that's what it is. Sometimes that your ability is to give monetarily. And if it is, praise God. But sometimes it's not. Sometimes your ability is to give time. And if you can give time, go spend time with people. Have a cup of coffee. It costs you nothing to go to somebody's house and sit with them. It costs you nothing when you see somebody homeless to pray with them, to ask them if they need anything. It's just time. And God will reward you tremendously for eternity. So please, as we close this up, this chapter of Philippians and this book of Philippians, go back and listen to what we've learned. Go back and think about what Paul is teaching us through this letter, because it's about joy and sacrifice and peace and caring and sharing and love and strength and all of these amazing things. Right? Last week we talked about what does it mean to have strength? And it all comes from Christ. Everything we have, everything we are, everything we do is given to us. We just have to accept it. So I'm asking you today, just accept it. Accept and walk through it. And when you do, your rewards will be great. Hey, this is Rick with the Nomad Pastor Podcast. I appreciate you guys listening. Share this with your friends, right? Tell everybody that you know if you like it. Go give me a like and a review. Again, we're on all the podcast platforms of choice. I just want to say thanks and have a blessed day.